This is HM correspondent Dulcinea Dix for WOC 105.3 FM, and today I'm speaking with returning guest Coach Carmen. I am here at her event for young teens, Social Entrepreneurship Showcase at the Ground Up Cafe. Please welcome Coach Carmen. How are you doing today?
I am just peachy.
That's just the way to explain it. All right, tell me, what enticed you to open up Mission Accomplished?
When I was in my teenage years to my early 20s, I had people who mentored me, who sponsored me, who coached me, because they truly seen the potential in me that I didn't see in myself at that time. So once I got to a certain point of my life, I made the decision that my life work needed to be investing in people the same way that people invested in me, through mentorship, coaching, and sponsorship. And so mentorship is more informal, coaching is very results oriented, and then sponsorship is about making sure that people have access to the individuals, the financial resources, and other resources that are really going to help them get from where they are today and where they want to be.
Okay. Now, honestly, I love that name. How did you come up with such a name?
When I came up with this name for the organization, I felt like I accomplished my mission against all odds.
Okay. And what is the primary goal of Mission Accomplished?
It is to provide industry-specific career education through mentorship, coaching, and sponsorship. And so our focus is really to meet people where they are at and then help them with establishing goals and action steps so that they can get to their desired outcome. And also, because I am a master's level social worker, we take on a trauma-informed approach. So we really do talk with people about any type of traumatic experiences that they may have had that may hold them back from pursuing their wildest dreams. So, we start out with mindset, and then we move into brand development and marketing, and then we move into the behind-the-scenes responsibilities. And then we move into public speaking and celebrating and just moving on to the next phase of your life, particularly your professional life. But you can't focus on just professional.
Definitely.
If you don't have your personal items in order, at some point it is going to bleed into your professional life.
Amen to that one. Now, why did you choose working with children as opposed to, you said you have a master's in social work, so you could work with adults, elderly. Why did you choose young teens?
Well, we don't only work with teens. Okay. We work with individuals from the age of 13 to 35. And that age group was specifically selected because those are the individuals that are early in their career, and then to the individuals who are in the middle of their career. And a lot of times, companies do not invest in the growth and development of entry-level to mid-level professionals because they don't necessarily see them as individuals who are bringing income into the organization. They just see them as worker bees.
Yes.
So Mission Accomplished is an organization to connect with the individuals who are in that entry-level space, in that mid-level space, and let them know that they are worth it and that they, too, make money for companies, whether it be theirs or it be a company that they are working for.
And why is it important that children are aware of entrepreneurship?
It's that self-motivation and self-actualization and knowing that you don't have to depend on a big corporation to help you do what you want to do in life, to help you make a change in the world. You do not have to work for a large corporation. And quite frankly, you can plant a seed that is going to be the next big corporation if that's what you would like it to be. And then just, as a black woman, it is in being a part of the black and brown community, I feel that it is important for us to understand that we can create our own work cultures when we are not accepted in other cultures, or work cultures that say that they want to accept us And then we get there, and it's like, why do you dress like that? Why do you talk like this? You know, like, there's just a whole bunch of code switching, and that really contributes to increased mental health diagnoses, such as anxiety and depression, personality disorders, what have you, because you have people telling you that you shouldn't be who you are.
Wow, that was deep. Definitely. Okay, and tell me, is this an event you'd like to host annually?
We do host this event annually, so it will be around the same time next year, with the hope of having some more teenagers here as well.
Okay, and how can people become more involved in Mission Accomplished?
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at MISSACC12. You can certainly make a financial investment in the organization to sustain this growing legacy organization at matransitionservices.org. That's matransitionservices.org. Or you can contact us by phone at 518-207-0209, or by email at inquire@matransitionservices.org.
And do you have any final words?
Mission Accomplished Transition Services is where passion meets purpose. So if you are an individual out there between the ages of 13 to 35 who has an interest in fashion, beauty, interior design, construction, or social entrepreneurship, we are the organization for you. And if you are someone who is not in between that age range, but you want to support individuals within that age range, whether it be through volunteering or making a financial investment, Mission Accomplished Transition Services is the perfect organization for you to make that legacy donation.
Well, Coach Carmen, I would just like to thank you so much for this interview, and thank you for inviting me to this space of beautiful young women of color making it in entrepreneurship.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you making the investment of time in us today. You've been with us all day, and I appreciate that.
Of course. This was great. Thank you so much.
All right.